Jason Klipp is going to try to go the route and give the McAllen Thunder the Texas Winter League title. In 2007, Justin Klipp threw more than four innings against Fresno State in the regionals of the NCAAs. He responded by winning the game for Cal State Fullerton when pitching on a broken shin. He could not pitch in the College World Series in 2007. The Titans lost in two games, the earliest disappearance from the College World Series that Cal State Fullerton has ever had. Today, though the stakes, I can't say, of the Texas Winter League are as high as the College World Series, he is in a championship game. He is trying to prove at the age of 28 that he can still help out a professional baseball team. He is doing so with a team that won only four games in the regular season, pitching them to a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. Let's see what 5, 6, and 7 for the Edinburgh Roadrunners, who won 10 games this year, can do. Phil Rowland, 0-for-3 today, came in dating 353, takes a strike. A home run here for Rowland. He ties Brian Williams and Cody Brooks for the league lead. Righty-righty matchup. They play him to pull. We're three outs away from the end of the Texas Winter League season. The pitch up high, 1-0. Then you can start worrying about the major leagues and the minor leagues. White Wings are selling their season tickets now, and they're only going to be $280 if you buy them before March 31st. Find them at 956-423-WING. We'll take your call right now. If we're not there, we'll call you back. The 1-1. The pitch is a curveball. Rowland wanted to go around. He checked his swing. It's still a called strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Klipp always going from the stretch. Rowland from Valencia, California. 8 games in the Pecos League last year. He figures to play many more in independent baseball, or perhaps even affiliated baseball, who knows, this season. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch swung on, a high fly ball, but this one is shallow. Popped up into short left field. Carpen calling for it underneath, and it drops in. Ball bounces into fair territory. Phil Rowland has a leadoff double. Well, the McAllen Thunder were 4-11-2 during the regular season. Let's see what happens here as Tyler Hanks, the pitcher, comes to the batter's box. He's 1-for-3 today, reaching an error in the second, singled in the fourth. And he got a ground ball to shortstop. He grounded to shortstop is what I'm trying to say in the seventh inning. 1-for-3 is Tyler Hanks. Righty-righty matchup. Rowland, the leadoff double, a bloop double to left field. 9 hits now for the Roadrunners. Called strike. That one, a changeup, if you will, in the outside corner. Klipp always goes from the stretch. They are playing the batter, Hanks, straight away. One pitcher working on another one. The pitch swung on, a ground ball hit to the shortstop, and Melo tries to tag the runner who was not on the base and does so. Throws to first base. Did they get him? Yes, sir. A 6-3 double play in unorthodox style. Rowland was off the base, and the ball was hit right to the shortstop, who was standing right behind Rowland, seeing him off the base. Masanari Kato, who has committed 18 errors this year, does not commit one there. He tags out Phil Rowland, then throws to first base for the most unorthodox but most clutch double play of a 6-3 variety you're going to see in this level. Doug Freeman is the last hope for the Edinburgh Roadrunners. It's 4-1. Freeman is 0-for-3. He hits a little nubber. Is that one back to the mound? No, it is bouncing in foul ground, I believe perhaps off the foot of Freeman. He's walking off the injury. Not really hurt at all. He's going to take a practice swing, but he knows the chances of a three-run rally have to be begun with him. The Thunder up 4-1, trying to win. I almost hesitate to say an improbable championship because the feats of Phelan and Klipp are such that you could see them coming and rising to the occasion in the playoffs. Here's the 0-1. Called strike at the letters, 0-2. And just like you need a good hot goalie in the playoffs, two strong pitchers, well, I'm going to say it here, Phelan and Klipp, and shoot from the lip. That's what Klipp's going to do now to Freeman. The 0-2, just outside with a fastball, 1-2. Klipp was going to walk off the mound and start jumping up and down, but we're at least a pitch away from that. 4-1. The Thunder on top. Freeman wants to think about it. I think he may want another bat. Jinjiro Fujiwara, the number 8 hitter, is on deck. He's a 300 hitter, followed by another 300 hitter. Jimmy Williams. It will not be a situation where you would have a game-tying three-run home run. You don't think. Those players are not home run hitters. But they are capable of extending a rally should Freeman reach base. Clips 1-2. Swung on and missed. Got him with a breaking pitch. And the McAllen Thunder have won the Texas Winter League Championship. In jubilation, they are going out to the infield, jumping up and down. The Texas Winter League Championship belongs to a team with a 6-11-2 record on the season. They win the title. They started off 3-0, had a horrible end of the season, but Chris Phelan and Justin Clipp rise to the occasion and make the McAllen Thunder champions.